from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
I darn near forgot about it until you just mentioned it, Figgy, during the break. We got NFL games tonight.
Yeah. As Clint Sterling liked to say, some NFL boys.
Some NFL boys. Lions
some
and
NFL
Giants.
NFL games, boys.
That should be played in an octagon. Like Lions and Giants.
Yeah.
They each got fined $200,000.
Like, oh, man, yeah.
Two or three fights. Freaking Malik Nabers was punching dudes' helmets.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Because at first I was thinking, I'm like, man, they ain't about to play no. I know the Lions ain't about to play nobody like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Giants, I don't even know who on the Giants, but you bringing that up, it just reminded me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, maybe I should watch for a fight.
A little bit. Lions-Giants at 6 o'clock and Panthers-Patriots at 6
o'clock.
See,
Drake May.
Yeah, little Drake. Well, I think we
Drake
will.
Drake May.
I think we will.
I don't know Bryce playing, but. Yeah, man.
I haven't seen yet.
You should.
If they're going to play their starters.
He absolutely should play.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, Texans Steelers tomorrow, along with Falcons Dolphins. We're going to be watching the Texans Steelers, but Commanders and. No, that's Saturday's Commanders and Jets. Eagles Ravens is tomorrow as well.
It's just good to have some football back on.
Got a full
man.
Schedule, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can bounce around if you're at a bar or whatever.
Yeah.
And especially Saturday, you got some good games coming up. Packers Browns,
yeah,
is going to be Saturday. But let me ask you guys this, because like we all, you know, I'm not even like embarrassed or self aware of like, oh, you know, you were talking earlier, you know, I said we. That's fine if you're comfortable saying we. That's fine. I generally don't.
Yeah.
I say we the city, like this you know, we are all in, you know, we are all in with the Texans or whatever. But I'm not even hiding it. I mean, I'm really pulling for the Texans this year because I can just feel it.
Me too. I kind of started taking that we approach.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was back in 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
Where it just went bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm not about to sit there and just say them.
Yeah.
Like, nah, we in this together too. We gonna get through this. So that's when I abandoned the Browns.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm here. You know, we gonna get through the tough part.
Yeah.
This Texans drama and all that stuff. So it been we for me since.
Yeah. I'm not a big we guy when it comes to the team, and maybe that's just my journalism background and all that stuff. But I can tell you this team. Like, I ain't even going to hide it. And the biggest reason is because we, the city, oftentimes when I've been, you know, critical of the Texans or local teams or whatever, but specifically the Texans, it's because it's just so freaking frustrating.
Yeah.
Because we deserve it.
Yeah.
Like, we deserve a squad.
Yeah.
You know? And I've been long enough to watch the Oilers break hearts and of course, the Texans break hearts and all that. And so I generally... And this isn't trying to be self-serving or anything, but if I see something that ain't right, I don't pull punches because we deserve better. We the city.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And that's why I jumped on board. And I'm like, you know what? you know, I ain't going to sit there and jump on the bandwagon when they get good.
Yeah.
Like, no, nah, like, this is a bad team right now. We have a bad team right now.
Yeah.
So we turned that around, and look, we looking good. And I feel good to say we. This is, I'm in it too, man.
Yeah. Are you a we guy, Chris?
Depends. Not really.
I'm not really.
Not really.
I'll say... occasionally, maybe by accident, you know, but I'm generally not.
I always find it funny whenever a team is doing good, they say we, but when they doing bad, they say, man, suck. Them dudes, I don't know what them boys doing.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I don't
right.
know what they doing.
Yeah, yeah, you sound like Larry and Stafford. Love you, Larry, but he's a we and then
he's
they.
A we, yeah.
And he's a we and then they.
I don't know what them boys doing. I don't know what we doing.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm saying all that to ask you this, because I am a fan of this team because I think they got it going on, like I just said. And certain players more than others for various reasons. And we'll play this again later. We're not going to play it here, but, you know, the whole Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs stuff, Josh Allen sort of backhanded, not even close, but backhanded compliment of Stephon Diggs. And the whole, I think it started when people were tweeting about, oh, Stephon Diggs is in the middle of a fight at Texans. No, he wasn't. Like, he got hit, he got up, and he walked away. Other people got involved in that fight, namely Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, Stingley.
And Stingley, yeah. So I think it started there where I'm like, I am pulling for this dude. I want Stephon Diggs to just kick ass. Like, I've had maybe 5 words with him, you know, in my life. I don't know Stephon Diggs. I don't care about what happened in Minnesota or Buffalo. But because of, like, the reputation that he's got right now, and basing it on D'Amico pretty much backing him up with his chest out, like, he's a great teammate, we love him, he helps receivers, he helps DBs, like, I might, the of all the players on the team, I might be pulling for Stephon Diggs more than anyone else.
I can see why, man. Yeah. Because like I said, it's easy, it's I get it looking from the outside in. And you saying, oh, this guy's a diva, or this guy, look what happened in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And then look what happened with the Bills. He going to do it again down there in Houston. Like, I get it if you don't really know him, but if you down here and you listening to his teammates saying.
And you're watching him.
Yeah, you watching them. You watching them coach up some other receivers and other people saying how great of a teammate he is.
Yeah.
That make you take his side. That make you ride or die with him, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Maybe he could show what he did in Buffalo towards the end. I hope not. I don't think so. But, I trust these teammates. And, look, all the places he been in his career, he ain't had no D'Amico Ryan.
Yeah.
I could tell you for one thing, it wasn't no.
He did not have that.
He ain't had this type of locker room.
Yeah.
So, I get you. I got you. I will ride and die with them too, especially here.
A texter brings up a really good point, because there's a lot of, I want to get what players are you really pulling for the most, Chris and Figgy, but a texter brings up a really good point. And I think this is a factor, you know, talking about all the great interviews that we've had on this show, because we get them right off the field. He says, after all that interviews, they all just sound like really good dudes. And we've been lucky. We've had a lot of really good dudes on this show. But if you had to pick one, Chris, like, I am pulling for that dude.
Just one dude. Well, one for sure. I agree with everything that you guys said about Stephon Diggs. But Tank Dell, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after everything he went through during the offseason and the incident and all that, it's just like, and also getting hurt last year.
Yeah.
I mean, missing, you know, the rest of the season due to that injury. Just like, I want to see him come back and just keep doing what he did his rookie year and just tear it up again, man.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I'm just rooting for him, man. And he went to UH, so it's just like, it's good to see that.
So the guy I'm rooting for, probably a different reason, because I'm kind of hoping he bounced back, but I'm really rooting for John Metchie.
Yeah.
Because he been through a lot of injuries and, you know, the cancer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope, like, just kind of similar to what people are saying about Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Teammates talk highly about John Metchie, man. And we had him on the show, and he's just a good dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody I would love to have in the locker room.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you got to you know, you got to produce on the field.
Yeah.
But I'm really pushing for John Metchie, man. I hope he can ball out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And find a way on this spot, on this roster.
Talk about a big game.
He got a. This is a big game.
It's a big game.
And it's crazy saying that with preseason. Yeah, but I know. Nah, this is a must win. I know you love must win. This is a must win for John Metchie.
Individually,
man.
It is.
Yeah, and I'm really pushing for him, man, because he's a legit good dude.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, some rough stuff that happened to him where he was set back.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope he have a good game tomorrow and make his way on this roster and take off from there.
And D'Amico, the bad thing about John Metchie is D'Amico had his back after the bad game or the nowhere game in the Hall of Fame game. He said, yeah, but he's looked really good in practice. Then he comes about the next practice and drops a ball right off his two hands and has a bad practice.
Yeah.
So he really needs it.
Yeah.
There's also like different categories. Like to me, it's Stephon Diggs. You know, want to get him on the show. I think we'll like him. Love his intensity and all that. But another category for me is almost like comeback player.
Yeah.
Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
Like he's likable. He's country. You know, he's a good talker. We were hard on him last year. Everybody was. And I think we're just being fair. But that doesn't mean we're not pulling for that dude.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely pulling for him. Same thing with John Metchie. He's just a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dude, and he stayed positive all last season, even with him having a bad season.
Yeah,
and I think him bouncing back this year would mean a lot for this team, and I think it would mean a lot for him.
I like the way he's been reflective about it and not hiding from it. Like he's accountable. Like he didn't say it in these words, but he said, "Yeah, I was not myself. I was in over my head last year. I didn't get this offense." He basically said that, and that takes a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
it takes. It's a lot of players that won't admit that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of players. We didn't see. You know, I don't want to bring him up, but David Johnson.
Yeah,
I feel like that's somebody that felt like he was still he was still the old David Johnson. It's like, man, you're not. Unfortunately, you're not.
Yeah,
and we see how that worked out, but he was very accountable, man.
Yeah.
So. I like that he came into this season on very high, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about, his diet and, just trying to get this offense down. And, I'm rooting for him, man.
Yeah. And then there's another category I have. So Diggs is number one. I would say Damian Pierce is number two. And then the third category of players that I generally start to root for is like when you see hints of he might be really good, if not great. Like we were talking about the 16-year-old running the 4x4 in the heats. Like it's cool when you're at the start of a guy's career like that. Like when you see the first few games or the first few moments of a guy that's going to be a star. I remember when we were I was doing the show with Nick Wright, and I went to the A&M Florida game, Johnny Manziel's first ever game, and they played an unbelievable game. They ended up losing. And so, Nick, we came on the next day, and Nick goes, what'd you think? And I said, well, I don't know how good the team's going to be, but they got a quarterback. They got a quarterback. Like, just when you first see, like, the hints of a new guy, just sort of bursting onto the scene.
Yeah.
So, my guy's Kamari Lassiter. I think it might be real good. I think he might be real good.
I think so, too. Yeah. And I said that, I want to say, in mini camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, man, something about this guy. I think that guy is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think he was will end up cornerback number two. I was kind of hopeful.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, he did way more than what Jeff Okuda and C.J. Henderson did.
Yeah.
Like, he's sticking out way more, so...
He's been cornerback number one since he stepped on a field.
Yeah, here. It wasn't even close, man.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like a debate.
Yeah.
I seen a couple things from Jeff Okuda. I forgot C.J. Henderson was even on the doggone team, man. Like, I know he was probably hurt a couple times, probably didn't practice, but Kamari Lassiter, he came in there he fighting for Stingley's spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see it happen. So those would be my three. It's weird, though, because I was putting together my list. Like, these are dudes that I'm pulling for. I couldn't quite figure out why I didn't put Jalen Petrie on that list. I don't know if it's just frustration with his game, or I just feel in my heart it ain't going to work out. But all the things we've said about these other, he's a good dude.
Yeah,
he works
hometown
hard.
Guy.
Yeah, hometown guy. He's a good dude. Works real hard. D'Amico and the defensive staff loves him, and I'm like, nah. I don't know what it is either.
I guess I'm thinking too, because it's saying, like, I think it's throwing me off with the whole nickel thing. He gonna play nickel,
yeah,
and all this other stuff. That's kind of throwing me off. If he was at safety, and maybe we were hearing more about him improving his game at safety, then it's like, all right, he.
Yeah, maybe there's something. Maybe there. He was new. I want to pull for that guy.
Yeah, maybe he. You know, he's. He, the defense last year was new to him, so he did a little more studying, diet, and all that stuff. So maybe I'll be rooting for him more in the end, but it's just throwing me off with the, oh, he going to play nickel.
Yeah.
And, oh, he's still a safety, but these certain packages and all that stuff, I think that's kind of throwing me off a little bit. I don't even know what position he is at this point.
I don't know why I should be pulling for him. I really should be.
He should. To me, I felt like he was the defensive Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
Had a good rookie year, had a rough second year.
Yeah. Tech Sports says Christian Harris. That's a good one. Another good dude that seems to be ready to burst onto the scene. Somebody said Khalil Davis. Okay.
He might, maybe.
I mean, sure. He could be. If that's your guy.
He could be the Pixie Dust guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What's weird about Khalil Davis? Mm-hmm. So, I was playing with the Texans and Madden last year, just franchise mode, and I do a lot of simulation and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He was like one of the best defensive players on the team. I'm like, how? Like, he the one that grew the most out of everybody. I'm like, damn, is he that good in real life? And I hate to compare Madden versus like the real life players, but
yeah.
But he was the one that was actually sticking out the most. I'm like, hey, he's actually pretty good on this game.
He's a player.
Yeah.
He's an actual player. Let us know. 713-572-4610. Let's get to some confessions. And I mentioned this earlier to Sean Pendergast. If you weren't listening, it is a confession, and it's also a question for all our listeners. Who's allowed to say, hey, I'll just drop by? Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Watch this. These are
my confessions. All right, let's get to the confessions here, and we're going to have cap or no cap. We like that at 12:40, and then around the NFL with the update on Brandon Ayuk and a new indoor stadium in the NFL. But let's get to confessions. Watch this. These are my confessions. All right, the confession is this just threw me. Like, generally, you know, you'd like to think, we all do, that you're kind of quick on your feet and you'll have a reaction if somebody kind of puts you on the spot. You'll be like, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. So an actual friend, this isn't just some acquaintance, some whatever. An actual friend was texting me this morning. He wanted to buy some OG sauce. And I told him, you know, don't go to the website. Just I'll get you some. And he goes, okay, I'll come by and pick it up. I said, when are you coming by? And he goes, I'll just drop by. I'll just drop by.
Who do you think you are?
I just froze. I was like, So that's the confession. The question is 713-572-4610 for listeners and on the YouTube and Twitch as well. You can ask, who's allowed? Like, who is allowed to just drop by at your house?
I don't think anybody's allowed to just drop by, man.
I think that's the correct answer.
I don't think anybody. I can't, like, I'm trying to sit here and think, like, nah, I'll be busy. I'll be out doing stuff sometimes. Like, you can't just, like, drive by unexpected. Like, you gotta let me know. And like, I would be sitting on the couch in my drawers, man. Yeah. Like, you can't just be knocking on the door. Like, damn.
Hey, Figgy.
I gotta be prepared.
It's Chris. Okay, well, you go home, Chris.
I would never do that.
You go home, Chris. Back in the day, Seth had a really good point. Like, when I was a kid, and keep in mind, this is like the 70s, you know, my dad, and mostly my dad, occasionally my mom, would have just friends come by. I remember one in particular. We used to call him Big Manuel. And he would just drop by. You know, he's driving in the neighborhood. Hey, man, thought I'd drop by. And it was cool.
Yeah.
Well, that was a different time.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember that, too. I remember we used to stay in the duplex at one point. And our neighbors down, our neighbors upstairs, it was just neighbors. But we ended up becoming real cool.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved to our new place, this was years afterwards.
Yeah.
They just stopped by. They just dropped in. And we like, oh, Carol here.
Yeah.
So it's hit or miss, especially back in the day, because if you can stop by, it's all cool. But also, you might stop by, nobody's home.
Yeah.
And it's like, dang, like, I didn't stop by. Now I got to go home to call them probably tomorrow to let them know I stopped by, because they have no clue I stopped by. Or either you got to let the neighbor know next door that Carol stopped by.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we live back then?
I don't know. We did it. Somebody says got to be a top five friend and they have to be sober. my answer was Amazon. Amazon can
come by anytime.
Can just drop by.
Yep. Watch this. These are my confessions. So one of the cool things about Twitter/X is this Grok. I think it's called Grok.
I don't know what that is. I've accidentally clicked on it a couple of times.
It's pretty much an AI system where it kind of give you a breakdown of what's going on, what everybody is talking about. So I clicked on that, and the first thing that popped up was Michael Jordan's son shows off nose hang time in France.
Nose hang time.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've seen this, but
I did not.
Yeah, shout out to Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
He was caught on, I guess somebody took a picture of him in France doing a little cocaine, something you kind of familiar with.
No, I am not.
So it's a picture of him doing cocaine and just smiling and just having a good time.
Oh.
But my confession is, I actually don't have a problem with him doing a little cocaine in France.
Why?
What the hell? What is he doing? He ain't playing basketball.
Well, don't do coke.
He's just chilling. He's having a good time, man. His daddy is Michael Jordan. He got money.
Yeah.
So hey, if we sitting here off the lake or somewhere out and about, hey, do a little cocaine. I don't care. And I think my favorite part of this tweet was he was smiling and chatted with his friends. So they just made it like it's no big deal.
Dang.
Hey,
just a little coke, that's all.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't do it, but I have no problem with Marcus Jordan, who ain't doing nothing right now, doing a little cocaine.
Nothing wrong with hitting the slope, so they say.
I know. Riding that white horse. Watch this. These
are my confessions. So my confession is I'm a little disappointed, but maybe in myself, because I have yet to try the OG sauce.
Come on,
Oh, man.
I have yet to try it.
You got
to
hook them up,
I'm putting it on my calendar right now. It'll be here tomorrow. What is your problem?
Are you a cooker? Do you cook?
Sometimes, not really. But, I'm down to try some sauce.
Oh, you can do it. You know, there's some recipes we have. Like, it's really good on hot dogs. It's really good, like, if you just warm up a meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
It's excellent on that. I'm putting it on here. Let's see. 7 a.m. OG sauce to Santiago.
I appreciate that, man. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm excited to try it. All I hear is good things about it, so I need to know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the OG sauce came a long way, man.
Dude, it's not in any big stores yet. Shout out to H-E-B, Kroger, if you're listening. Yeah, you heard me right. But it's in like 15 stores now.
That's good, man. I remember you was bringing it up here in the little mason jars,
mason jars. That's how it started.
Man.
I got pictures of like the big pots, you know, when I was mixing it up and all that stuff. So, yeah, hopefully it's a nice little, it's gas money for the boat. That's for damn sure. Watch this. These are my confessions. This threw me way off. And tell me, I actually looked up. It's like 5 school districts in Houston, not HISD yet. They're starting school today.
I couldn't believe that.
Today.
I couldn't believe that.
It's August 8th. What are we doing? Now, I know they get more days off, but school starting on August 8th?
I remember starting school like
Labor Day weekend, after Labor Day.
Like late August.
Yeah.
August 25th or somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But man, this is early. Now, I will say this. I was shocked to see them finishing school so early. Like, I seen a lot of people done with school in May. I'm like, May? Man, I remember being in the classroom June 8th.
No, we would always start after Labor Day. Now, this is, you know, back in the day. It ended up being in August when I was in high school. But like, elementary and middle school, your last big blowout as a family was Labor Day weekend, and then you start school on that Tuesday.
Yeah.
Now, once I got to high school, I want to say it was like the last week of August, but August 8th?
Yeah.
And I just looked it up. HISD starts Monday, August 12th.
Dang, man, that's crazy.
That's way too
soon. I would be so pissed.
That is way too soon.
That's way early. Watch this. All right, so I got to look in this camera right here. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to my man, Cody Stoops, who was up in Cleveland watching practice and all that.
Mm-hmm.
My man said he enjoyed Cleveland, but he said he had an average corned beef sandwich. And that really ticked me off a little bit. I'm like, man, it's nothing average about the. He went to a place. He went to a place called Jack's Deli that I'd never heard of before.
Yeah.
And when you go to Cleveland, you got to go to this place called Slimans. It's downtown.
You've mentioned that before.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular place.
Yeah.
My man did not go to Slimans, and you went to somewhere else called Jack's Deli for a corned beef sandwich.
Yeah.
And you actually posted a picture. You showed the picture of it. My man, you did it all wrong, man.
Well, did it not look good?
It did not look good at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should have went to Slimans, man. If you up in Cleveland for any reason, you gotta go to Slimans for a good corned beef sandwich, and they have good breakfast too. So
all right.
I was a little disappointed.
I gotta admit, I've been there a few times, but I've never been to that place.
Yeah, no, that place is pretty good. They have a really good breakfast, and they have really good corned beef sandwiches.
Yeah,
a lot of celebrities went through there, man.
Really?
It's a small little place, but it's one of them good places where you gotta stop by. I can't believe he didn't stop there, man. Yeah. You can't just settle. That's like, to me, that's like coming to Houston and just settling on a regular barbecue spot that don't nobody really know of.
You're going like, to
you gotta go to the top notch ones.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
This doesn't make any sense, and I'm saying that up front. But I gotta confess, I think we're gonna see Stephon Diggs tomorrow. And let me just put it very, very clearly. That makes no sense. He's a veteran. He had a little bit of something, nothing that would keep him out of a game. And it's just, you know, one preseason game, err to the side of caution. I get all that. I just feel like Stephon Diggs has, like, even in a preseason game, he wants to see it all together. You know, he wants to see with CJ in a game against a real opponent, even if it's just one series. Hell, even if it's just four plays. I kind of feel like at minimum, I know he wants to play. I think we might see him for a series or two tomorrow.
Do you think D'Amico wants to see this too?
Absolutely. But he's smart. I mean, he's going to be, he's going to,
of course, he ain't going to put nobody in harm's way, but I feel, and D'Amico mentioned this a lot too about, you know, starters getting them reps in preseason.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if D'Amico wants to put him out there, you know, more than Diggs wants to be out there.
Yeah. I think in his heart he wants to.
Yeah.
His brain might keep him from, and the plan might keep him from playing. But I think if Stephon Diggs says, "Hey, coach, give me a series," he might play. I'd love to see it.
I would love to see
I know
see
fans
that.
Would love, like, all three of those dudes out there with CJ.
Yeah.
I mean, give me
a nice pass to Diggs.
Yeah.
After that, man, shower up. That's
it. Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I brung up Twitter/X up a little earlier, and hell, Cody in the last segment. I'm gonna combine these two together because one of the best features on X is the mute conversation feature.
Oh yeah.
I love it. I'm like D'Amico Ryan's. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so I guess Cody tweeted about how I think it was the collision between Stephon Diggs and Jimmy Ward.
Yeah.
And shout out to my guy Walker from the Beltway Boys. He was pretty upset about Jimmy. He was pretty upset with Jimmy Ward saying, "Hey man, this practice, you can't be doing that."
Yeah.
And so I guess he was going back and forth with somebody for a long time in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Cody or whoever was tagged in that was getting all the notifications.
That's frustrating.
So they was going back and forth.
Like, I have nothing to do with this conversation.
Yeah, so I seen Cody tweet after a while, "You want me to settle this?" I'm like, that's the perfect time to just hit the mute conversation button and just go on about your day. I love sending tweets out and then, you know, it might be a hot take or something like that, and just mute it and just don't go back to it ever again. That's one of the best things ever, man.
That's hilarious. By the way, we got the text of the day so far at 713-572-4610. "Hey, Chris Santiago, just drop by and pick up the OG sauce at Lopez's house tonight."
You know, I was thinking about it. Just swing by and be like, "Hey,
just whenever."
Whenever.
"The shades will be drawn shut." just so you know, I'll bring some tomorrow, I promise. All right. Cap or no cap? In other words, you buying this story or is it cap? That's next, right here, Sports Radio 610.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right. Cap or no cap? Do it every Thursday right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And speaking of Sports Radio 610, don't forget August 19th, a week from Monday, we'll be having our new look.
New show. Who this?
New show. We got the email officially in-house today. So be here.
Dang, I look pretty.
You look really pretty. You look really pretty. I won't say who it is on the air. You will find out. We'll let you know.
No, I'm just playing.
But I'll just say this. Figgy's going to have some competition for the best hair in the building.
Uh-oh.
You think, Chris?
Nah.
Going to have some competition.
Man.
For the best hair in the building.
I doubt it.
All right, cap or no cap? Are they telling us a big fib? Or are they telling us the truth? You got that drop, Chris?
Titus is good.
Titus is good. So Titus Howard went down, the whole carted off. Nobody cares about that anymore. But he did get injured. He did miss the ensuing practice. He's not playing tomorrow night.
Jonathan Alexander, it's funny. This is the first time I heard this, but he mentioned concussion. Possibly.
He said it's something with his, we would assume concussion.
Yeah, yeah, allegedly.
But, yeah, something with his head, he said.
Yeah, so, I had no idea what it was. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody said anything.
No, so. we haven't heard a damn thing. So, play it one more time.
Titus is good.
Cap or no cap?
I'm going to say no cap. Knowing what it was probably a head injury, and they kind of, treated it like a head injury. I'm going to say no cap. I feel like Titus is good. He'll be good week one.
Yeah.
No cap. I trust D'Amico.
Mm-hmm.
And no way D'Amico lies to us, right?
Oh, no way. Ever. Ever.
Of course not.
I'm actually going to say no cap too, but only based on what you said, Figgy. Like, he may not play in the preseason now. If it's a head injury?
Yeah.
Yeah, they may just say, all right, that's something that we can't mess around with. We'll see you September 8th. But I think he's going to be there September 8th.
Yeah.
All right. Cap or no cap? So earlier this week, Joe Spada was giving updates on McCullers and Verlander and, the whole nine yards, you know. And he said this about Lance McCullers. Quote, everything is moving in the right direction. Now, keep in mind, it was as he was announcing that Lance McCullers is going to miss a second consecutive entire season. Cap or no cap?
Capity cap, cap, cap.
Cap, man.
That is cap, man. That.
Everything is moving in the right direction. Oh, by the way, he's not going to play for two straight years.
Yeah. And look, I get you got to say something positive. You can't. Like, I never heard a coach or manager say, it's not looking good at all, and never really said anything positive.
Yeah.
But come on, man. We got to call it how it is now.
I like when you say capity, cap, cap, cap.
Yeah, nah, that is cap.
All right, cap or no cap. NCAA came down big time on Michigan, and I don't think they're out of the woods yet because the head coach deleted, Sean Moore, deleted 52 text messages from Connor Stallions, who was involved and in a disguise on the sideline of an opponent trying to get whatever information he could, all under the watch of Jim Harbaugh. The NCAA investigated and said, we're going to, you know, give you a penalty for 4 years, a no-cause penalty, and basically you're out. And if you ever come back to college football, you are not going to participate. And this was the word they used, in anything. Like, you're not going to participate. So Jim Harbaugh stood up there. He was asked about it. He stood up there and said, nice and loud with his chest out, I didn't know anything about it. I was not involved. I am only here coincidentally after winning a national championship in L.A. With the Chargers now. Cap or no cap? He denied anything and everything.
Cap. Cap, that brother is capping.
Cap, come on, man. Cap.
Come on, man. You took off out of town, man.
Yeah.
You was first thing smoking out of there, man. he was doing something.
Not only is it cap, but he's known for wearing that cap nice and low.
Yeah.
He's always wearing that cap nice and low over his forehead. Yeah, that's cap. All right, so I want you to hear this audio first, because this is one that I got a couple questions on, too. Cap or no cap, Shaquille O'Neal.
I have a confession. I've never watched a Seinfeld show.
Not a single episode? Not a single clip?
No.
Wow.
You should be ashamed of yourself. I watched two.
The ones you were in?
I only did one.
Okay, so because you watched one more than you
were in. Yeah, we separated business and friendship.
What white shows, comedy shows, have you watched?
Well, growing up, I used to watch Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley's and Little Rascals. Those were my only white shows.
Well, you know why he didn't watch the shows? I can tell you why he didn't watch.
I would love to know why.
I didn't watch shows either. We both were working. He was playing basketball, and when these shows come out at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, we're working. I've been working every night since 1979.
Have you watched an episode of Friends?
No, never.
All right.
I like how he said he named those three shows and said those are my only white shows.
I don't know about that. Cap or no cap, he's never seen. I think by accident you'll see us an episode of Seinfeld or Friends.
I don't think so. I don't think he's capping right here, man. I'm gonna say no cap. I just feel like, to me, it took me to actually sit down and turn on Seinfeld to actually watch an episode.
Yeah.
Because usually when I see it on, I'm like, nope, I just move on or change the channel.
Chris?
No cap. I've never either. I've never watched
it. You've never watched a Seinfeld?
Nope. Nope.
Now, I know it's an older, it's from the 90s, so it's older now. But like I said, by accident, like it's on and you watch it or you're flipping. It's always on somewhere.
If it's on, I turn it off or watch something else. Yeah,
to me, that's like saying, like me, I never watched the episode of MASH.
Yeah.
I don't like MASH at all.
That's a much older.
Yeah. I don't even like the damn theme song. Yeah. The theme song creeps me out. But I'm going to say no cap. I got a couple shows like that where I'm like, I've never seen that show before.
I'm going to say cap on this. I think that's just Shaq being funny or whatever. But I do have a couple of questions. What is like a wildly popular show? Like everybody's talking about it that you've never watched a single episode.
Right now?
Ever.
Or ever?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Game of Thrones out of it because I actually tried. I got it to like five episodes.
And you
got to
be into that genre.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. But as far as like sitcoms, I never watched the episode of Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheers used to always come on in reruns. Yeah. But it used to always come on. I was never into Cheers, man.
Mm-hmm. I did love Cheers.
Mine, Power.
Oh, yeah. Power.
I've never seen, and it's not that I don't want to see it. I just never got in time to like watch it. But yeah, that's one show that I've never seen and never really like, oh, let me go watch it right now or anything like that.
There's a couple of shows that I never watched when they were out, like being, you know, week to week, but I watched them in reruns and watched every episode. Like, I want to say Friends was like counter to Seinfeld in the time frame. Maybe not. It was counter to, right?
It was in the 90s too, yeah.
Yeah, so I never really watched Friends while it was being released, but I watched every episode after.
Yeah, I honestly.
Same thing with Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, I never watched those shows. Mm-hmm. I think I watched one episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, but Friends, my wife is a big fan of Friends.
Mm-hmm.
So by default, I was watching some of them, but I was never a Friends guy. I never liked that show. I never seen the episode of Curb.
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, I know you like Curb. I never seen it. And it's not that I don't like it. It's just I'm so far behind where I'm just too lazy.
I'm glad you said that because then there's some.
To it.
Yeah, there are some.
Because it's still going.
There are some shows that you never really got into for whatever reason and you never watched. And then there's like a point of no return where like, I guess I'm out. Like, I'll give you a good example. I have never, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, I've never watched a single episode of The Wire, which some people say is maybe the greatest show, one of the greatest shows in history. But I kind of reached the point where it's like years have gone by. I never saw a single episode, so I guess I'm out on that
and
one.
And sometimes the shows be, you know, especially that show was made in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So it looked kind of old. It don't look as fresh as newer shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I would understand how hard it is to get into it. But I actually went back a couple years ago and watched it for the first time.
You watched The Wire.
I finished the whole season. It was pretty good. Yeah, it was
No, it's supposed to be great.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be great. But are there any shows like sort of the statute of limitations passed and you're just like, well, I'm not gonna watch that one, even though you maybe want to? Like The Wire, it sounds like it's right in my wheelhouse. Like it's one of those shows that I would really, really like, kind of like Your Honor or something.
It's,
you know?
To me, I know a lot of people compare these two, but The Wire and The Sopranos,
I think it's
similar. I think it's really similar, just different, just a different setting. Because The Wire is they take place in Baltimore, and it's, you know, so I think it's a very realistic show because Chris brought up Power, and Power is not realistic at all.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of shoot 'em up, bang, bang, and stuff that don't really relate at all. But I think somebody actually wrote a book about The Wire and how it kind of explained everything about the show.
And I think
it's a good show. I think you should check on it.
The show that I try to get into and like kind of just stop because it's just so much. The X-Files. I don't know if y'all heard of The X-Files.
I watched it a little bit. It's not my thing.
And it's just like, I tried, and it's just like, I got to a certain point, like mid season one, and I just completely stopped because it's just like, oh, it's now, so
was,
many shows.
Was it the new one or the original one?
The original one. The original one. The ones that's on Hulu.
I tried to watch it. I used to watch it as a kid because we used to all, when I was younger, I used to think it was kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I tried to watch it as a grown man. I'm like, what is this crap?
Yeah.
I'm like, it just looked, it looked kind of ridiculous. I know those characters are legendary characters. Yeah. But, and the theme song is legendary, but I'm just like, man, how is somebody watching this stuff about aliens?
That's how I am. Well, like I said, that stuff is not really my thing, you know, sort of the science sci-fi stuff. But I saw this in the theater. And I'm a little bit embarrassed to say this. I thought it was all right. But everybody's like, oh, it's the best. It's so good. It's Academy Awards. Even I was saying that, you know, I could see where it would win some Academy Awards. But Barbie? I was like,
I thought you seen that.
I did.
Oh, okay.
No, I said I did see it, but this is kind of a little offshoot. Okay. Like, I thought it was okay, but everybody like going over the top, and I could see where it would win some awards because just the you know the characters and the you know all the you know the build up and everything like that. People were like go over the top on Barbie, and I'm like, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I'm right there with you, actually.
Yeah.
I went and saw my girlfriend, and she was just like, oh, this is so good.
Oh, my God.
She was crying a little bit. And then like I was just like, well, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was good, but it's not like, oh, my God, I need to go watch it again.
Yo, and people will watch it like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, no. I'm fine.
I'm good on that.
From the A32, somebody said, 53-year-old black man never watched The Simpsons. No cap.
Now that's almost crazy. Impossible.
Yeah, that's cap, crazy. Man.
That's cap.
You think that's cap?
Crazy,
yeah,
man.
I think that's cap.
Especially as a kid too.
It's been on for 35 years or more.
It's older than me.
Yeah.
I think it came out in like the late 88, 87, something crazy. It's older than me.
That is almost impossible.
And as a kid,
first episode December 17th, 1989.
That's crazy. I was 1 year old.
I wasn't even born, y'all.
That is crazy. Like, though, like me being a kid with no cable, that was the only cartoon you gonna get.
Yeah.
I used to watch that one, and I don't know if you remember Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch that on, I think it was like CW. I can't remember, but yeah.
I watched that with my kids. Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle. No Simpsons?
Dang, that's crazy. Come on, man. That's kind of impressive.
Because it's crossed over. It's I mean, like it's mainstream. It's kids. It's adults, et cetera. Somebody said, Lopez, what about Breaking Bad? I did watch Breaking Bad. It did take me like 5 years, 4 or 5 years to start watching The Sopranos. And I think it's one of the greatest there's ever been. I just got to the party late on that.
Yeah, I got to the party late too. And I actually didn't finish it. I need to catch up on it. But that was one of those shows I didn't really catch either till late.
Yeah. All right, let's go around the NFL, man. Brandon Ayuk updates. The top breakout quarterback at every position in the NFL, the quarterback, is from the AFC South. Is it C.J. Stroud? We'll talk about that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.